All right, you know what day it is, you know what time it is, and it is Tuesday, and this is the Insight Hour. Oh, yes, but before we get started, I have to tell you, I must give it up to the Creator, and I do give it up to the Creator, because the Creator created me and created all of you, and I just want to welcome you tonight to this here show that is dedicated to the sovereign spirit of the immune system that we are now going to put to the test. Oh, and I hope you all pass. As I told you long ago, there's a book, and there were clues, and they were left for those who knew who would win and who would lose, because they peaked. Oh, boo. Oh, my goodness, I see you, and I don't want to see you in ICU, all right? Whew. Please, folks, I want you to think. I want you to think. I want you to pray upon what we are going to be asked to do in the coming months to our sovereign spirit. Heavenly Father, I pray that everybody that listens to this show will do as Dr. Lynn Horowitz has taught me to do, my due diligence. I thought I was thorough until I met Dr. Horowitz. Oh, yes. And it is, yes, the proverbial chicken, oh, bird or something is coming home to roost, America. Something that they have used, America, and God is not in this. So I have to pray to God that God will save us, and God is in me and is in you, and that is where you will find God, right inside you. That's what I have to say to you. You go to any particular practice in the universe, and they're going to tell you it all starts from inside. No thought takes form outside the body. It generates and comes through with a frequency and a wave thought. And it is your sovereign duty to not allow anyone to disturb the flow that you have wittingly or unwittingly put in motion, for that is your and my destiny. So I pray, Heavenly Father, that people are listening to me as I am listening to you, as I know I am on the path, on the way, and there is only one way. There may be many ideas, but for you to end up in a position to experience the Creator's love and abounding mercy, oh my goodness, you got to polish your life. You got to get, and you know, some of us are dented and some of us have been cemented in bad habits. And I'll tell you, until we can loose ourselves of sin, then let's just give those FEMA coffins over to those who are ready to own them, to possess them. There is your future, your FEMA. I pray, God, that those FEMA coffins that you have in your own wisdom put in front of the people way before they are needed, so that they can be turned into sophisticated rooftop planters. People go, hey, Jack, what's that you got there? He said, well, this is a FEMA coffin. This is a FEMA coffin that's not going to be used for anybody. It's going to be used to grow plants and potatoes and all. No kidding. Where can I get one of them FEMA coffins? That's my end scenario, God, is that we make a joke and dance lightly in the sky of the universal eye, hope, of the blue, blue, blue essence of that which is real, which is the spark, which is the electric. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Protect yourselves. Oh, God tells me these things to tell you. And that is true. So when you play it back, you'll understand. Tonight, folks, I have to say amen. And I want to thank Dr. Lynn for allowing me to fill in, as if I could fill in. That's kind of like a dental term. For those of you who may not know, he was a dentist. But that just brings to mind that we are brought to you by a wonderful, wonderful product, you know, that has to do with your teeth, and we're going to get to that in a commercial break some point. But, you know, tonight, I have to tell you, one of the things that I have been working on and have been thinking about is something that long before this here swine flu in April came out, that we knew and we have always known, and for many, many years. This is like a time in history where you just go, man, this is, life is a circle. Oh my goodness. And now we have an opportunity to do something different. I mean, Gurdjieff, a Russian metaphysicist, in his only novel, The Strange Life of Ibn Osokian, talks about how it all is repeated over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it only changes when we change. And it's the basis of a lot of movies. It's the basis of a musical that I've written called Life Conditions, but that's another story and another evening, I hope, on Broadway. What we have now is a discussion. I am in a way grieving. It took a year for the message of a wonderful individual, Eva Lee Sneed. I might not be up to snuff about Sneed, but I'll tell you, this wonderful woman, if she was here today, what would she be telling us about this here flu vaccine that they're preparing for us, for a virus that seems to mutate very quickly? So how could they prepare a vaccine? Well, they're projecting. And projection is a defense mechanism. It's one of the more sophisticated ones, and that is, I truly believe that this is a projection of our own thoughts, that we would gravitate towards something that would be more like a spy in a, if we're Americans in American uniform, if you're French in a French uniform, whatever you look like, it gets to look like you, but it don't act like you. It takes you out. In fact, it turns you on you, and this is what vaccines do. And although that little bit of information that is encapsulated in a whole lot of solution comes your way, folks, this is the one where you have to really, really fight hard for choice. This is where you've got to lay it down, because I'll tell you, over here in Hawaii, when I read my health bill and the health laws, and I look at this new health bill that's coming out, and I look at that chapter 1310, that's right, you go to chapter 1310, page 498 of that health bill, which is about 1,017 pages, so I just want to cut to the chase and go there and see that although all of the internets are, as some people would say, overreacting, they're really not, because they're remembering, you know, Germany. They're remembering Auschwitz. They're remembering the Nuremberg Code. They're remembering the telltale signs of the doctors that were allowed to let go and the intelligence that was allowed to let go in 1960. By 1960, all the Nazis that had been tried and found guilty and given life had been let go. So these are realities, and they're not figmentations of my imagination. These are part and parcel of the for a lack of a better understanding, it would be DNA code. That this is the code that was left, because these are the trials and tribulations that we go through. If you move up from there, you can see how our Congress attempted through the church committees to rectify, or to make, as we say over here in Hawaii, pono, to bring balance to the equation, to have an investigation. And we all sat and watched these investigations, at least I did, and I remember the cold and bone-chilling testimonies from the CIA and the NSA and all the other A's in the world that said, yes, we will lie to the American public for the sake of national security. Well, this is what we've come down to. If you look at that particular chapter, there's a word, and I want everyone out there to focus on this word, federally recommended. Now, when we look at a piece of legislation, we need to really hone in on these words. Now, I don't know about you, but with all the mistakes that have been made ever since vaccines have been around, and what we know is the vaccines and the idea of vaccines is like 200 years old, folks. I don't know if you're tripping or not, but about that, but it's about 200 years old that they started thinking this way, see? And when you start looking at that in juxtaposed to what were the problems prior to that and how we have worked up to this brilliant, wonderful, marvelous body that has this immune system until we detonated the bomb, and that was us, that was America, that was Truman. He did what no other person would do and added to this environment man-made additions, things that would not have existed unless they had set off the bomb. And to make that point is to say that even then there were activists and people like Linus Pauling and other people who switched sides, who became very contrite, wanted to apologize for their investigations and how our government and the military went in a different direction, and it was destruction. So this is what our federal government is good at, is destruction. I have not seen them be on the side of or perpetrating any understanding of that which is supposed to be, and is to understand that this is that we must now not do any more harm. And so, therefore, we have a fast-track vaccine that's being prepared. And if y'all don't think this is funny in a real ironic kind of way, then everything's lost on me. This is another conspiracy, and I'll just sit and watch some more you die. I'm only going to tell you, I've never rolled up my sleeve, nor do I intend to roll up my sleeve. If it is a challenge for the darker side to make me roll up my sleeve, you will do it over my constitutional rights. You will do it with a heck of a fuss prior to you making me do it, because it's not going to be done. Because I, like anybody else, give me liberty or give me death. And that's what they're getting ready to give us. So you might as well ask for it. Rather than volunteer, you might as well just stand up and say, no, but you're not going to kill me with this vaccine. And why do I say that? Because, you know, there was a report, you know, in Russia, I think, somewhere, where the Russians are saying, you know, our fast food industry has been doing some interesting things with their food, because they have to, because they want to keep it good until it gets to you. And for a lot of you who are elsewhere in the world, you're eating Kentucky Fried Chicken, or you're eating Burger King, or you're eating McDonald's, then you are part and parcel of the American corporate, you know, guinea pigs. And what happens here is that you all eat your food without looking into it and having any idea. So you take the millions and billions of people. Think about the Hindus who are now eating McDonald's. It's going to rival, you know. These people have proteins in their bodies that they didn't have before. Well, this is what we're talking about when we talk about vaccines. We're talking about proteins. And when you think about the history of vaccines, you think about what were they using. They were using cross proteins. They were using proteins so that we get a reaction that would then our defenses would come to the rescue and build up these antigens or whatever the heck they are. That's what Dr. Len will tell you. But for me, it turned my mother into a killer. It turned all of our parents into killers because they know. But those polio vaccines was a direct response. And if they didn't do more meddling, and if they hadn't released more viruses, more cancers, more different kind of cancers and overwhelmed us, they knew that we'd be able to track it back. We've been able to tell the difference between somebody who had cancer because they were exposed to radiation and cancer because they were exposed to a virus. There are certain things occupationally or just culturally or logistically that you can use as markers to get to the truth of the matter of where the exposure. But if you don't do that, if you haven't got a society that's interested in that, which is what we had. What we had was a society and a government who spent their time raising the permissible levels of doses of radiation that we could put in our bodies. And for children and everybody else, they decided it. Well, I'm one of the unwilling folks. I believe in God, and I believe that Jesus was a great man. I believe in Nishan Dachonin, that he was a great man. I believe in Muhammad, he was a great man. and I believe in a lot of different people, and they're all great men. I believe in myself. I'm a great man, you know, and so therefore, I am. And so therefore, I have to put this message out to you that we've been dealing with this for a long time. Some of you will remember 1976. That's not too long ago. And even it had to be 1976 that they then send in and ruin our good time 200 years. Who are these people? Why, they're the survivors of the losers. You see, but that's Don Nikoloff took, all right. Because when you put what I'm saying and what Dr. Len is saying and Don Nikoloff, and you're listening to from 6 until, whatever time Don comes on and then beyond, you are hearing what you need to hear, which is that for me, and for anybody else out there, I want you to know that the vaccine that they're making now, unless we can get them to lie some more, is made from raw pork stomach. So I don't do pork. And there's a whole lot of you out there that don't do pork. Well, this is just like those times back in Constantine's time when everybody challenges people's practices and their faith by making them do something that philosophically and religiously is against their nature, you see. And this is one of these times, and this is the times when you have to just say Daniel had us all suspended long before he entered any lion's den. And so therefore, people, I'm trying to reach you. If there's anybody out there that wants to come on in on this, chime in on this, get in on this, refute this, tell me the vaccines are pure, that they're healthy, that they're safe, you see, and want to say that our government would do these things. If anybody wants to call me, let's talk, but I hope that the person that's going to say that really is ready to engage in a conversation, because it's really necessary for y'all to understand that there's a lot of science out there, but there's only one truth, and that truth is you're going to have to rely on yourself and your own good senses. But rolling up your sleeves and letting somebody shoot you up with a witch's brew that comes from everything from egg protein to monkey kidney tissue with a little bit of formaldehyde, and excuse this, but we gotta use some mercury to suspend it and a little pork trypsin because that separates the cells to keep everybody away from each other so that their DNA doesn't get all messed up. Oh my goodness, these guys have thought about it. They've thought about it. You know, I was here talking to one of the people here at the Kingdom of Heaven. His name's Juan, you know, and his daddy, he was smart. He is such a healthy young man. He's a healthy young man. He's a vibrant young man. You know, he's been able to deal with stress, and he ain't lost his mind. He's got all things going for him. He's an optimist. He's positive thinking. And, you know, I want this young man to grow up and grow old. I don't want him, you know, me having to watch him, you know, do this in one of them containment centers, and they do it to us anyhow because they're a bunch of Nazis because they can't stand for us that choice. What are we dealing with if it isn't like England back when? You know? They want to have control over your immune system, something that you, some of you at least, have worked hard to maintain in good working order. Now, because some unknown something is coming. Oh, my goodness. Well, you're listening to Inside Hour. I'm Reverend Roxy, you know, and I'm home alone. And I'm trying to fill in for my good friend, Dr. Len Horowitz. We've got people, you know, we need to start the resolutions. We need to not start the revolution, but the resolution to be resolved to at least get our local governments and our state governments, the ones that are going to make the decision and allow the, as I say, contagion in, which is the federal government, to decide what they're going to do for us. They've done enough for us. They need to leave us alone. I say those people that want to get this here vaccine, they should be quarantined. Because what we know about vaccines is that you don't want to be around somebody that's got it. So it's like for me, for them to be as far away from me as possible would seem to me that there's less of me. So let me have the outside contain them for a certain amount of weeks, then they feel safe. because then they can prove to all of us that they're not, you know, that we didn't give them the, you know, well, you know, find some Club Med somewhere where we could trust and have it sweeped and spectrographs and everything else, like, you know, a lot of people do. And then you can understand why Howard Hughes got off into all of that cleanliness stuff and not wanting to touch doors and doorknobs and closed up his windows and had all kinds of sophisticated air, because he knew that these cowboys could give him something. Not that they didn't do enough damage, beating the heck out of them to get them out of that hotel and then sweeping them off to up there in Canada where it gets babysitted by the Mormons. Oh, don't get me started. But now you understand how deep it is. And when all these flag-waving Americans roll up their sleeve and go take this, I guess I just want to know that I'm not around. I'm not around anybody that's doing that. And so I try to stay out of people's way if this comes to that, because our director of health over here in Hawaii can wave her little pen and with the federal government's urging can declare an epidemic and season, and it's targeting October, so that they can prophylactically, I don't even know if that's a word, inoculate us against something, and I have to keep saying this, that they don't know is coming. And not even that it's coming, but what it is that is coming, that vaccine. And on top of that, folks, they want you to get 3 shots. 3. So now, can you see 100 million people all? I mean, doctors can't even keep, I mean, hey, they can't even keep up with their regular clientele. What's this going to do for our nursing homes? I want you to think, America. Why don't we be like in my musical? Perhaps the best thing to do is nothing. And that's why my father said, dangerous George, he said, we, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, this is Inside Hour, and we are brought to you by Tetrahedron Publishing and Healthy World Store and Healthy World Store Distributing and all of those kind of places. I shouldn't behave like this. I should just go and get my list and bring up the I should have prepared a little bit better, but I was caught off guard, folks, you know. So if anybody want to chime in on anything that I said and you're out there, look at your computer. You'll know what to call. I tried to get the number, but I'm a little tired after work to do this. But anyhow, you know, go to DrLynnHorowitz.com and then get in tune with all the wonderful things that he has over there, because I just don't have anything in front of me to do, except that I know there's marvelous. I mean, I can always refer to OxySilver. Yes, right. Now, here's where it gets good. When you talk about this vaccination, you talk about antivirals, you know. What's important is for you to start loading up on things that are going to make you an antiviral individual. In other words, ain't nothing viral going to jump in your body, because your body is just fortified with that which will electrocute, make the virus lose its, not even want to put your cell on. And that's exactly what is happening when you deal with these viruses. This particular thing that they have called SV40, that everybody gets in the meats and all the different things that they put it in when it comes, it's a naked gene. And it likes to sit in your body and wait for opportunities. And then it can make itself look like any cell in your body. And before you know it, it and his posse has gone on to do some serious damage before you even know, eating away at your organs. Autoimmune deficiency diseases, connective tissue diseases. But this don't happen in a body that's loaded with silver. Why? Well, we are the body electric. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, but you might be an astronaut. And astronauts certainly know the benefits of hydrolyzed silver And OxySilver is exactly that. So go to OxySilver.com, get yourself some due diligence, do your homework, and then fortify yourself. It's important. And for those of you who might be thinking, well, I could do the colloidal silver. You got to get up to date. We got to get down to the nano. We got to get down to the small. I mean, we're talking about an infinitesimal enemy that is so small, and yet it can replicate so fast. But its smallness is our saving grace. It's smallness, because it's only three little, you know, units, and it don't even have a capsule of its own, folks, even just a frequency. Bam! Boom! It's denatured. It's delinked. It can't give its message off to the cell. And if you fortify the cell, and it can't get in, now you're talking fortified. And vacation is on its way. And I'm telling you, if they're going to get us, they're going to get us a different way. Mark my words. And they know this. That's why Tetracil and all these other are patented cures for AIDS, autoimmune deficiency diseases. You know, Eva Lee Sneed, she talks about these things. And she wrote a book. Everybody needs to read that book. Some call it AIDS. I call it murder. All right? That's what she wrote, you know? And she died yesterday, a year ago. I didn't know. But see, this woman, I keep on saying it because I have to tell you, Dr. Eva Lee Sneed. Go check out her. Oh, my goodness. Is this woman smart? And she ought to know what she's talking about because, you know, her family escaped from Austria and went on down to Argentina. So she know what these people been doing for a long time. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's Don Nikoloff term. Yeah, evident footprints. That comes on at, you know, right after Inside Hour. So I don't want to get off into that because what we need to tell you is that there's so much in those vaccines that you don't want to take this. Not on the nano level, not on this level. Because this stuff, you might as well drink it. You probably do better to drink it than to put it in your bloodstream and have it be part of your DNA. For the rest of your life and for the rest of your children's lives, see, this is how they're going to do it. This is how they depopulate the world. I know y'all think this is some kind of conspiracy theory. It ain't a theory. They're in the final axe and throw. And World War III will not be fought by bombs and all that kind of stuff, because that just reduces the price of real estate to an all-time low when you do that. But we, of which we all owe a debt, why, we're worth more dead than alive. You better believe it. We're worth more dead than alive. That's why for you to live is to deny them their reality, you see. So you got to fight to live because you got to know. That's all you should be doing. You shouldn't be fighting each other. You should be fighting to live. You should be struggling. You should be doing what you need to do to stay alive. Not putting a hole in your heart. Not putting a hole in your lung, not putting a hole in your head. It ain't going to go that way because you still got to come back. You still got to fulfill it. So you might as well just self-actualize and just be done with it. Learn what it is to be human. And one of the most finest places to learn how to be human is to come to Hawaii. I'll tell you that right now. And the Kingdom of Heaven is a great place to come. And if you're ever on the Big Island, please do come and visit us over here. But bring money when you do, because we love it when people give to our organization. You see, because we have some special things to show you. And as you tithe, then we smile and we pray that you come back again and again and again, because we do love good friends. And we would love to have some people begin to see what we see over here. So, you know, you can go look up Dr. Len and send him an email, shoot it out there, say, you know, I'm ready to really do some incredible things, and I think that I can help you in this way and that way. Give him your birth date, and we'll see if you can jive with the rest of the alibis, you know, because we're all here, and we're all working. Anyhow, I don't know if Gail's going to come up, but I don't know. Gail! Anyhow, we're going to have an update on Live H2O, maybe. We're going to have a digital, Tetrahedron Digital Productions report. Galen's been working hard to download a lot of the music and the lectures and things that were taking place here in Hawaii. And I hope that a lot of you will check out the site, livehto.org, and then go on to the TV section, click them, click them, click them. like I said, I'm a dinosaur. You know, I so respect Len in that area because, you know, he kept up with the times. And in keeping up with the times, he's been able to keep a word in. Oh, I think I see yellow. I see yellow. I see Galen. All right. Well, in a minute, we'll be talking to Galen, Ray, and he's going to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world as far as whatever, and then a report on the digital testing, where we're at. Because I know some of you probably wanted to know, hey, when are we going to be able to see some more of that good stuff? We went over there and checked it out. And yeah, I said, yeah, it's coming because now we got this here. Oh, he disappeared again. Oh, all right. Well, anyhow, on Friday, over here on the Big Island, for anybody that's listening over here on the Big Island, we're going to be welcoming a Washington, D.C. halau over to our island, and they'll be doing a week-long immersion program, and at the end of it, it will culminate in a ho'iki. If you want to know more about that, type in H-A-L-A-U-O-A-U-L-A-N-I and just go over there to their site. And I know people used to, give me the www. I'm like, I'm looking for it. Oh, I don't have it. Well, so much for the W. Oh, here it is. www.halauoaulani.org. Oh, yeah. And then click on their site and then go over there and they'll tell you what they're all about. And I can only tell you that there will be, just like they said, there will be pictures. There will be some video on the net for you to look at, so stay tuned. We'll put it up on Dr. Len's site. And also here at bbsradio.com, I can't tell you how much I want everybody to just go to page 498, chapter 1310, and look at section 324 and on till you've read enough. And then understand what you need to do next, which is to then take that next step, which is to then, after you've read what I read, is to begin to not email your representatives and senators, no. Send them what they call those certified letters quickly, the kind that, you know, come in a day, or, you know, spend a little money on this one, and tell them that you are opposed to this dialogue in this chapter that says federally recommended, and you want that taken out of there, and that you would like to see some other type of authority to decide. We can't let the, I guess this is kind of like the wolves watch the chicken pen house or whatever it is there. You can't let them do that. It's important that we just not let them do that. And that's why we've got to start now, because they're making it. And I just don't understand the science of it. And maybe someone can tell me why it is that something that used to take 12 to 18 months is now only going to take 2 months, and they're confident that they'll have enough for everybody. And then when I go and I read on the website, they say, when I look at these things, sometimes they have to combine the flu's vaccines of different kinds so that they can stretch it. See, those kind of words just don't fit when it comes to science. You know, stretch it, wing it, you know, maybe, maybe not. And then on top of that, to let these people have carte blanche by not being able to turn around and have any justification that, yeah, you screwed up, and you knew you screwed up, and you knew you released this audit. You've done this before, and you're doing it now. We have to wait and hold our breath and trust. There's nothing to trust. This is too fast, too soon. 36,000 people a year die of the flu. 36,000. We haven't had hardly that many. Now they're threatening hundreds of thousands because projected on what they see on a computer screen. Well, this must mean that they must know. They must know. They know this new virus intimately. So they have released it, and they did that in early April. And we all kind of reacted to it, and some people ran and got some flu shots, and other people did other things. I sit still because I've seen this before. And this is kind of like the Judas goat. And if you don't know the story of the Judas goat, not to be able to tell it to you, it's the goat that we're all trained to follow because it's the one that gives us food, and it's the one that tells us it's time to go home and see the shepherd. And it's the one that you trust. It's the Judas goat. And it's this goat that when it's time for the slaughter, goes, and when it goes, it knows to go off to one side because that's where they go. And some sheep get to follow behind. And then they get to follow, they put them at the end. So the sheep are betrayed by that which they trusted. We're coming up on a half an hour of Inside Hour, and this is a time in which I am going to ask Seth, or anybody that's listening, to put on a little music so that we can take a pause here so I can get ready for the second half. Is anybody out there listening? If you're listening, call Seth. I do have one number you can call. 530-327-7602. Tell him that Reverend Roxy would like to have some music, and then she would like to take a 3 to 4 minute break to prepare for the second half by going over it, because I'm stuck in this little hole right here. I don't have a video I'd show you. I'm kind of like, you know, at a loss. But that's the way it is, you know, because that part of this story, I'm trying to get this done. Hello, Seth? Don? Anybody out there? Well, this proves that they're not listening to my show. All right. Okay. Well, if somebody wants to call in and tell and put me out of my misery, I'll keep talking to you about this vaccine, because I could take 3 days to talk to you about the chicken and the egg. How many people are allergic to it and don't know it? You know what I'm saying? So keep on having it your way and going off to, because you deserve a break today, type thing. You know, it's been going on a long time, and some of us have been awake, and we are looking at the Trojan horse, and it's coming. It's coming in October, and I find that to be interesting because it's, you know, the WHO, and now you're talking about the singing group, is poised and ready to do to us what they did to Africa. I mean, you know, all the problems we have today are, you know, are part and parcel of their smallpox eradication program that they brought to Africa. And what you have to understand is that when they make their vaccines, they use...
All right. I apologize. How are you?
Hi, Don. Hi. Don, I'd like to take a break and go get a couple of materials. Can you play some really groovy music for me? And then we'll come back at the top in about 4 minutes or so?
Sure, we can do that. Absolutely.
Can you do that? Okay, I'm going to leave my line open. I just got to run and do a couple of things.
You
I'm home alone.
You got it.
Thanks a lot. All right.
Talk and love, BBS Radio, talk and love, BBS.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
BBSRadio.com.
not mainstream. It could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSradio.com.
All right, we're back, and this is the Inside Owl, and this is Reverend Roxy, and oh yes, there's good news. There's good news, and that good news is Roxy Silver. That good news is, you know, Dr. Mann would like for me to say this because now is the time to do this, you know. In lies we trust. The CIA, Hollywood, and bioterrorism, oh my goodness. If you haven't seen this DVD, this is his gift to humanity. Go on ahead and go on to the internet and find In Lies We Trust. Just type in Dr. Leonard George Horowitz and In Lies We Trust and watch it. And you'll understand how prophetic it really is. There's a new product, and it's not new. It's old. I mean, if you think about it in terms of the astronauts, and that's Oxy Silver. And what we're talking about here is something that is, you know, you want a favorite antiviral. Yeah, I'm just playing with you. But you combine that with the 5-step plan for disease prevention, and boom, you've got it. And you can get that when you go and check out the site. And the site, there's where you'll find all the things. You can go to www.healingcelebrations.com. Oh, my goodness, you go there. That's where you can get all of the DVDs and CDs that will keep you up to snuff on what's really going on. It's about knowing what is going on so that you can then prepare. And what is going on is a cocktail has been prepared. And based upon what it is you believe in will be the tail of the tape. The rest of us, I guess, we're just going to have to see. And that, I think, is my right. And so I would rather self-quarantine myself away from all the madness in some way and take care until the sign is clear. I don't hear many people talking about what happens after the epidemic. So I'm trying to look for the plan where FEMA sets up the, you know, all the different places where people can go, because they can't go home until they remove the bodies, or whatever it is that they're doing. They're not thinking about these things. And so I think it becomes our right as survivors to think about the work and the new kinds of work that will be done in the 21st century. It's still a new century. I mean, my goodness, we started off with a bang. And I mean a serious bang. 9-1-1 was a serious bang. Again, we are now have our health care. And I find it kind of interesting. It's not an indictment, but I just want to say it because, you know, the Surgeon General says that cigarette smoking is dangerous, that secondhand smoke is dangerous. And our president, he smokes. He quit so he could run. Get it? He quit so he could run, but he smokes now. So it's like he has a hard time giving up his addictions. He makes promises, and I'm all through with promises. So if we're going to have a health care bill, I want to see something in that bill that says, you know, hey, if you smoke cigarettes and do all those crazy things, you know what I'm saying, there's a certain amount of health care you have to pay for. Because, you know, that gives you all kinds of cancers and stuff. And just because you work don't mean you're going to be a drain because you want to smoke. And I think that's fair. I think we should look at the health care from the point of view of those people who are doing something for themselves, for for the old people. You see what I'm saying? Get your people out of the home. That's the first thing. Because, see, that's what all those state laws are for. They're for nursing homes and kindergartens and preschools and for the schools. So there's where the Auschwitzes are where you get to, you know, drive up and they're promising you a shower. They're promising you education. So you put your kids in school, you immunize them, and you may have religious philosophical differences. And they still, and they may even have it written into their laws that you can object, but they don't let you object anymore. That's how fascist it's become. They are bent on destroying our DNA, on destroying our future codes. That is what it's all about, to be just take us back to warts and lizards and, you know, tails and darkness and all of that, because that's what they love. They lizards, you know what I'm saying? They got snake venom going off in people. We got people that are, you know, they taking trying to do good. They really are. So they go and they take the Tamiflu. Now they got it to where, you know, you can't get Tamiflu. You shouldn't be getting it if you're from 10 to 19 because it makes you lose your mind. Turn on yourself and kill yourself. Have mad fits. And they say, this stuff is crazy. I say, yeah, if it's an autoimmune and it'll turn on your kidneys and it'll turn on your bladder or it'll turn on something in your body, it'll turn on your brain too. And the brain is one of the more sophisticated organs in the body. And all it eats is, you know what, it eats is glucose. You know, I don't want to see nothing else up there. So all of these little minute things and these suspensions, they get in our bloodstream. What do you think the body's going to do with this stuff? And that's why you get, you know, that's why you get the little bit of fever and they say, oh, you're just building up your immune. I was feeling fine before I got this thing. Oh, you'll feel better later. You promise? You want to put that in writing? I mean, this is what we don't get to do anymore, you see. And it's time for us to unmask this emperor. He ain't got no clothes. There's no science behind this. It's a nasty business based on doses and how many millions and zillions of doses you can put into people and then be ready for all the allergic reactions, because even when it's 99.5% pure, that's 5%, that 0.5%, when you're talking about something so small, and you're talking billions and billions and billions of them in a little small space, and then when it's released and it starts to encapsulate within the billions of cells that you have in your body, it can do the damage quick. That's why it's so sudden, and it's so quick, and it's sudden. Let me tell you, it's sudden, but it don't have to kill you. I'm going to tell you this until they just take me away, ha, 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 he, 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 he. Don't do it. Just say, no, thank you. I'd like to take my chances. I understand you got all kinds of quirky laws about quarantine and everything, and that I have gone through the trouble of making sure that my county understands that some of us will self-quarantine and we will do what's necessary. But we will have warning, because that's what we need to put into this, is a warning system so that these levels don't come all at once and then all of a sudden you just lock down, you see. That's what they like to do. And they already have all those Nazis that like to play cop on the weekend and all those people in the reserves that are dying of all that Gulf War disease. They're the ones that are going to be holding the guns and telling us to get on the bus because we, you know, our name is on the list. So I want to prepare you for all of this, because as you do it, you need to do it joyously. As you make your decisions, you must make them, and the time of absolute certainty never comes. Oh, no, 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 no. That's what's so beautiful about life. And the things that interrupt certainty is uncertainty and decisions. That's where you have to make it. You have to make a decision. And the more you reinforce yourself, say, I'm going to do something about this before they make this decision. That's why this health bill, and looking at that one, it needs to be amended. We need to tell them, what, are you out of your mind? Are you really going to put our lives in the hands of one director in each state? 50 people in our union are going to get to decide, based upon what some freshman hoo-has, based upon a bunch of old farts that left over from the World War II Nazi regime of the Cold War, Bushtonian Nixon-era holdouts, wannabes, covered, smothered, Clintonian society adherers to a lie? I don't think so. I think that it is now time. Now, it's time for us to, you know, send a flood down, like Miracle on the 34th Street. Flood right. Put a stamp on it. Send it post haste to your senators. Do this. Go on record. Make them enter these testimonies. Go to wherever it is that you may and testify to how you object to the federal government being the ones who will recommend the vaccines. It just can't happen. You have to tell them that. I, over here in Hawaii, am going to try my best to protect this island from the invader. Stay tuned, folks. It may be really, 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 really interesting. And each day is a blessing. That's why we have the good news. The blessing is that there is a kingdom of heaven and that we all are the children of God and that God has a plan, and that plan is for us to survive. And to do that, we have to be clear-headed. And to do that, we have to be full of love. And to do that, we have to be very clear. Oh, we have to be so clear. Clear in our thoughts, clear in what we're saying, clear in what we want, clear in what we need. Oh, very, very clear. So take this opportunity, you know, for those of you who are hearing my voice and understanding what I'm saying, and most times I'm preaching to the choir, looking for the congregation, to understand this is not a time to argue. This is a time to really, really seek God within yourself. And with your best soul mind, soul life, I should say, make a decision. Now, I'm always going to be an advocate for no vaccine because I just know they're not safe. And I've many times seen the victims of botched. Oh, it's going to go away for a while. Don't worry about it because the fevers are so intense and the brain can only take so much heat. And so these are the reasons. So the other thing is for those of you who are allergic to eggs, you got a pretty good buyout on this one. And I don't know if they're ever going to recognize our no pork in any form tenets of Islam. I don't know, or of the Jewish race is over there. But it's important that we point these things out. It's an unclean business. So therefore, how can it be pure? Purified to a point. I believe that these are the crosses that we have to bear in this lifetime. That is why my brother said, you know, hey, with y'all getting ready to experience ain't half of what they putting me through right here. This cross is easy. I come down off this cross, you see. I'll live again on this cross. I don't know, you know. But that's why the soul is so important and the mind is so important. So we may be given an opportunity to give up the host if we're prepared, not to fight to get to the vaccines, but to fight to stay away from them and to stay away from those who are gravitating towards wanting to get them. It's, you know, it's going to turn into somewhat of an incredible discussion within families. I mean, people who are in the know, people who don't know, people who just do as they're told, other people who fundamentally are, you know, I just can't get behind it, you know, and so they run for the hills. I'm one of those people, 76, I mean, I'm 57 now, so I was a grown woman. And when everybody was marching off to get flu shots, I was like, no, flu, I'll fly before I'll flu, you know, and that, chimneys have flus, but not me. You know what I'm saying? So it's, for me, it was real simple. No, it's not an option. And I've never had a cold. I've never had a fire, what do you call it, an infection that I could not beat. And I never had really an infection. I mean, I get a cut or something like that. I might get a little because I get dirty. But that's what a healthy immune system does. Whether or not it'll prepare me for this man-made virus, this technically high technological virus, that's another question, you see. That's another animal. And so for me, it's for me to say to you, you have your decisions to make, and you should watch, and you should read, and you should force yourself to converse with other people and ask good questions. And that's how you get insight. You know, Dr. Len will be back next week, and with him being back, we'll be right in the middle of it all. It's a wonderful thing to be able to speak to you from the heart and to put on a little bit of a bit of a clinic to let you all know that they multiply me by hundreds of millions of people. We know these things. You know, we're the 100 million people that have taken basic biology. We're the 100 millions of people who have bothered to read and to keep up with what's going on. We're the millions and millions of people who can see with our own eyes and hear with our own ears and make decisions for ourselves. And that is what freedom is all about. That free will, that was a God-given thing. It wasn't given to us by man. The Creator gave us this free will so that we could choose. For if the Creator just made us bow down to Him because He's the Creator, that would have been self-defeating. And God is not self-defeating. God is all-merciful, is all-knowing, is all-wise. This is what keeps me. This is my faith. Some people say there is no God. Poor things. You see. It's in us. That's where it is. So look inside. It may not be evident, but in practice, in polishing your life, in acting as if, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And that is how we will survive. Like attracts like in the universe of plenty and abundance. So gravitate towards like people. Then when you do, look around at what you see and the circumstances that come your way. This is your manifest destiny. This is what you call to yourself. And with that, I'm going to tell you also that it has been a pleasure for me to converse with you. It's been a pleasure for me to share the truth of vaccines. It has been a pleasure for me to take be able to just tell it like it is for a moment and settle into the truth that anything that my government is preparing for me that they want to give me because they think I deserve it, I don't want. And anything that my government says for me is good for me, I am going to beg to differ. And that I will just have to experience what I have to experience through my own destiny, not someone's choice for me. So, with that, I'm going to say, aloha, till we meet again.